where two or three are assembled into my name. Not just Jesus, but onoma, his character, who he is, why he is, what he is, all that he is. That's all in that word, onoma. If two or three are assembled together. Now, it's important, okay? The word there is a perfect participle, middle voice, which means it happened in the past, but it's having an effect in the future, and you did it yourself. That's the picture of the word assembled together. Got it? And when you do that, something happens. He said, there I am in your midst. When we come together, we assembled together this morning. Happens as you come in the door. When you get in here, it's an action that's in the past. But it's having a very, should be having, a very powerful effect in the present because of what Jesus said. And this he said in an aorist indicative, which means it was a matter of a present indicative, which means it is continuing. It is a statement of fact. The Son of God said, when you assemble yourselves together, I am there. Statement of fact. I am there among you. Heaven, quote, may be like there. In the heavens is right here. And Jesus said, I'm right here with you. And because of that, there are things we should expect. I was thinking about the fourth chapter of Acts. I'll say this, I'll be through. Okay? Some of you may understand the reference, but in the fourth chapter of Acts, you can look back to the third. That's when Peter and John, the healing occurred to the man at the gate of the temple, right? And they brought them in. Actually, it says that the officials, the Sanhedrin, sent their guards to seize them and bring them in. And Peter had been preaching after all that happened. Stuff was happening in the streets. They seized them and brought them in. And Peter just did on the inside what he'd been doing on the outside. He just went ahead and started talking to the people, the Jewish rulers there in the Sanhedrin, and telling them about Jesus too. And they said, you're really pissing us off here. You got to stop doing this. And remember, Peter said, whether we're going to obey men or God, you judge, but we're just going to keep telling what we know is true because we were there. We've seen it, right? And then they released them. Now we walk into the fourth chapter. When they were released, they went back to their folks and gave an account of what was going on. And the folks gathered together. And when they gathered together, they decided to talk to God about the matter, right? And they said, look at all this stuff that's going on. They're threatening us. We got all this trouble going on. And in the midst of that, quote, prayer meeting, they said, so stretch forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done in the name of your, some say child, anyway, of your son Jesus. And when they had gathered together and agreed together, concerning something upon the earth out from heaven, they said, let healings take place, signs and wonders be manifested in the name of Jesus. And when they finished, it said, the place that they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they went out teaching and preaching with parousia, boldness, plainly, frankly, boldly declaring the things of God, right? It's exactly what happened. It's exactly what we've been rehearsing all morning. Everything Jesus said is true. He said you talk to God about it, and when you come together, you talk to yourselves about it, and as you agree together about it, expect it to happen alongside my Father in heaven, because after all, he's the one that makes it happen. Remember, Jesus said, the words that I speak aren't mine, they're his. He does the works, okay? You put his word in your mouth out from his thoughts in your mind, and when you speak, when we especially, God's been stirring this back up in me, especially as we agree. Jesus said, our Father who is in the heavens right here with us right now will do it. It will become, it will happen. And that's what those people did. And it did, just like he said. And it doesn't matter that that was 2,000 years ago. His word doesn't go away. So we should be experiencing it too. Y'all go ahead and stand up. Father, I am so grateful to you this morning for all that you do. I am especially grateful not only for you showing us things, but giving us the ability to share it with one another, building up our faith so that we stand in absolute victory because of Jesus. Hallelujah.